As you might have gleaned from developments in Mali, the terrorist and extremist groups are regrouping and carrying out sporadic attacks here and there. Meanwhile, MINUSMA, because of the lack of numbers, lack of sufficient equipment, has not been able to fan out into the north. So the president was calling on member states of the international community to contribute troops, because the bulk of the troops in Mali are all from West Africa. But nonetheless, the president is also making the appeal to member states of ECOWAS, you know, to see whether they can bolster their contingents in the country in terms of equipment.
Is the ECOWAS president responding to the rise in violence by insurgents?
Listen, ECOWAS has always been very focused on the situation in Mali, you know, because it is a new phenomenon as far as West Africa is concerned, where terrorist groups, many of them not from the West African region, can come and occupy large territories of a sovereign state and creating a base from which, as we know, they can launch terrorist attacks, engage in transnational organized crime, arms trafficking, kidnapping, you know, and other sabotage attacks. So the president, of course, is very, very, very conscious of Mali as the epicenter of, you know, terrorist activities around the globe. So as far as ECOWAS is concerned, there is still unfinished business. Mali is facing legislative elections in November. And this cannot take place, you know, if the North becomes, that is, slides back into outright violence.
The call to bolster troops in Mali is coming almost on the eve of the ECOWAS summit in Dakar, Senegal. There are other concerns, for example, Guinea-Bissau and the post-election crisis in Guinea-Conakry.
The ECOWAS summit in Dakar is an extraordinary summit. It's specifically called to discuss economic matters, in particular, ECOWAS's economic partnership agreement with Europe and about our common external tariff in the region. But of course, ECOWAS cannot close its eyes to security threats that have emerged since the decision was taken to hold the summit. So it will definitely touch on the worsening situation in the north of Mali. It will talk about the post-electoral disputes in Guinea. And we are also going to talk about also the disturbing developments in Guinea-Bissau on the approach of the presidential and legislative election scheduled later in November.